Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
Right. Well, I do think that it needs to be talked about more. I think that one of the problems we have within the church is that these hot topics are often hush-hush, and they're not talked about enough. My second book that came out called Absorbed, Becoming Physically, Emotionally, and Spiritually Intimate as God Designed, is written to a young demographic, actually a generation under the millennials. But the need for young people to understand what the Bible actually says about how to have flourishing relationships and in the importance of choosing a spouse in a God-honoring way. We have a generation, millennials, you know, those under, those before, that we believe a pop Christianity instead of truly what the Bible says. And if we don't have the Bible as our foundation, then morality and making choices for our lives really has no basis at all. So I encourage young people, people my age, older people, that we have got to get back to the basics of what does God's Word say of how we are to most glorify Him in all of life.
Let me ask you this, KJ. As you talk to Christian friends who are separated or divorced, especially those millennials that you know, what reasons are they giving for that decision?
Right. Well, with those, as well as many other people that we have counseled, the biblical family, the Christian family, is facing endangerment as even Christians enter into this realm of divorce or separation. And as the court system normally defines these cases that end in divorce as irreconcilable differences, or basically we weren't happy in our marriage, and so we needed a change. And the fear there is that we're believing this lie that God is after our happiness at all costs. But the truth is that as we look at suffering in life, as we look at a Christian suffering with chronic disease or the couple that loses a child, a Christian who's unhappily married, that why would divorce then become the option if it is a season of suffering that God has allowed them to endure? And so their response is of unhappiness normally, and that there's too much going on that could be ever reconciled. But we know that God is a God of reconciliation, and that in His power, He is capable of bringing these broken marriages to unity again. And we've gotten to witness that in counseling cases, which have been beautiful.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.